little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Make Christmas songs all the time now.
Look out, it's Kira King!
Do you want to talk films? Do you want to talk movies? Do you
want to talk about Maestro.
What?
I want to talk about Maestro.
Your what?
I want to talk about Maestro.
Your what? Your stro.
Maestro.
Your stro?
Maestro. It is the latest.
Is that like a girl thing?
Oh my God.
Is that an app? Is this an app about monitoring something, is it?
Guys, can I just chat about the movie? Can I just chat about why?
Sorry, you know what? I've seen stuff about this movie and it looks incredible.
It is absolutely. It is one of the best movies that I've seen all year.
What's it called?
It's called Maestro.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hello, Felicia.
Oh, she's so beautiful. Oh. Tell me about her.
Oh, she's wonderful. She's a lovely girl.
What age are we living in? One can be as free as one likes without guilt or confession. Please, I know exactly who you are.
I love people so much that it's hard for me to be alone.
If summer doesn't sing in you, then nothing sings in you. And if nothing sings in you, then you can't make music.
She's crying already.
It's just, I just loved this movie. So it's a movie about the famous American conductor Leonard Bernstein and his rise to fame. And most importantly, it's about his marriage to the Costa Rican actress Felicia Montalegre, okay? But he's also into men. So it's about the kind of, I guess, their relationship and their marriage and how they kind of stayed together, even though, you know, the very famous musical composer, you know, had a thing for men. Bradley Cooper plays Leonard Bernstein. You know that he trained for 6 years to conduct one scene in this movie. And I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but it's
why,
like
why?
This.
It's just this. It's just a bit of that.
Ray's waving his arms.
It's just waving your hands around with a stick.
The scene was so good that I actually forgot that I was watching Bradley Cooper play Leonard Bernstein. And then I was kind of like back in the movie again and I was like, oh my God, that was actually a movie scene and Bradley Cooper was you know, and I was like, oh yeah, cute, because he's an actor. And I'm like, no, you go to that movie and you see that scene and it's absolutely incredible. Carey Mulligan, I'm not a massive fan of her. I think she's a good actress, whatever. In the last 25 minutes of this movie, that's where she has won her Oscar.
You reckon this is Oscar bait?
I said it here first. Bradley Cooper directs this, he produces it, he acts in it. And like, you know, there was like so much controversy around his prosthetic nose. I went into Maestro and I was like, oh, the only thing I'm going to notice about this is his nose. You don't even notice his nose. That's how good this movie is. He is brilliant in it. And I'm going to say something really controversial now.
Well, here we go.
Very controversial. This is the first movie that I've seen that could potentially give Cillian Murphy a run for his money.
Oh, she didn't.
How dare you?
You didn't. Not on Irish
you can't
radio.
Say that.
Oh my
you
God.
Can't say that.
Oh my God, we are so sorry. If you've got young children listening, I would like to apologise now immediately for that damning indictment of our beloved Cillian.
Well, I loved Oppenheimer, but oh my God, I loved Maestro. It's a really special movie. And Bradley Cooper, he obviously directed and produced and starred in A Star is Born.
Yeah.
That wasn't a fluke. This is phenomenal.
The man knows what he's doing.
He does.
How long is it?
It is 2 hours, 38 minutes.
That's long, man. Again, why are all these Oscar baits so long?
Yeah.
It's just, it is worth it.
And I did get to the stage where I was like, okay, now guys, time to wrap it up. You know, like when you're on radio, it's like, right, okay, let's wrap it up. I did get to that stage with the movie and then Carey Mulligan just comes in. And I get why the movie was that long, because she just gives
the absolute performance.
Yeah, she's the wife.
Okay.
The performance of her lifetime.
Okay. Maestro.
And career thus far.
It's out
this
weekend.
The music, the costumes, the cinematography, everything. Yes. And then, so it's out this weekend in cinemas, but it's going to be on Netflix on December 20th, I think.
Worth checking out. Let's have a look at Eileen.
Eileen. Okay. So this is Anne Hathaway's latest movie and it's based on a book called Eileen, which first came out in 2015. And the lead actress in it, she's a New Zealand actress. She was in Jojo Rabbit. Her name is Thomasine McKenzie.
So Anne Hathaway is directing this, is she?
No. Anne Hathaway is in this, right?
All right,
she plays Rebecca, a psychologist who comes to a prison in Massachusetts and strikes up a friendship with Eileen.
This young lady is our new prison psychologist. She may be easy on the eyes, but I assure you, she is very smart.
I'm Rebecca. I live a little differently than most people. They're probably scared of you.
Prison is no place for a young lady.
Eileen...
confide in you. People are so ashamed of their desires. I have my own ideas.
Kind ideas.
You can never tell anyone, do you understand?
Love will make you crazy. Love will make you kill. Can't imagine you with a knife.
Can you imagine me with a gun?
That's very good, Eileen.
Intense. Eileen.
It is really intense. And Eileen is like this 22-year-old girl. Her mum is dead and her dad's a raving alcoholic. And nobody in the small town that she grew up in looks at her, listens to her. She works in the prison. She does the same thing every single day. And then this blonde bombshell called Rebecca, played by Anne Hathaway, walks in as a psychologist in the prison. Something involving one of the prisoners goes awry and Rebecca asks Eileen for help and changes the whole course of her life. This is really dark, right? But it's actually really funny. Like, there was moments of it are really, really funny. I went in with absolutely zero expectations. I hadn't read the book and I absolutely loved it. And guess what? 1 hour, 38 minutes.
Oh, very manageable.
There you go.
Much, a whole hour shorter than Maestro. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see Anne Hathaway in something.
She looks so hot in this movie, guys.
Really?
She looks so hot.
Googling already.
Yeah, she looks really good. But the star of the movie is Thomasine McKenzie, who plays Eileen. She is incredible. She was the girl in Jojo Rabbit. Mm. She was in, I can't remember, Last Night in Soho. She's only 23 years of age. And this is the standard of acting that she's at 23. Can you imagine what she's going to be like? You know what I mean?
It's going forward, yeah. Eileen, and it's in cinemas this weekend.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.